Today is about the rest of your life. It's about tomorrow and the day after that. The future God has planned for you shouldn't be a haphazard approach to life. You might feel stuck, but you don't have to be. Perhaps you're discouraged. It's time to deal with that. And if you feel uncertain, you can find clarity. You may not know what's next, but God does. He's there waiting for you in your tomorrow. So step into it and discover God's presence and purpose in your life. Starting today, starting now, it's time to move forward.
It's time we rise above our circumstances, conquer our fears, face the future with faith, prevail over the past, aspire to accomplish greater things, reclaim our birthright, proclaim His power, and claim God's promises. God has more for us. It's not time to stop. It's time to move forward. Today on Turning Point, Dr. Jeremiah encourages you to step out of your safe zone and step into your faith zone.
Unbelief forfeits your opportunities and jeopardizes your objective. So let's keep seizing the moments God provides for us with childlike wonder. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it, and I'm going to do it.
That's coming up on today's special Forward edition of Turning Point.
In just a moment, Dr. Jeremiah will remind you to never forget all the blessings God has done for you in the past, which will allow you to maximize God's ability to guide you in the future. Find this and 9 other ways you can know God's purpose, feel God's power, and accomplish God's plan for your life in Dr. Jeremiah's new book, Forward, Discovering God's Presence and Purpose in Your Tomorrow. You'll learn the biblical strategy about how to claim the future God has prepared uniquely for you, no matter your age or your circumstance. Forward is yours when you give a gift of any amount in support of this program. And in appreciation of your gift of $75 or more, Dr. Jeremiah will send you the Forward set, including his new book, his entire teaching series on CD or DVD with a correlating study guide, and the How to Move Forward interview special with Sheila Walsh on DVD. Plus, with your book or set, Dr. Jeremiah will also send you his Move Forward motivation cards to help you keep the lessons of Forward front and center each day. God has more for you. It's not time to stop. It's time to move forward. Request the Forward book or set when you support Turning Point today.
Thank you for watching Forward here on Turning Point. In appreciation of your viewership, Dr. Jeremiah would like to send you these Move Forward motivation cards, absolutely free. Contact Turning Point today. And now, here is Dr. Jeremiah with his message, Risk. Get out of your safe zone.
Jean Hansen and her husband, Steve, were celebrating their anniversary at a beautiful beach resort in St. Lucia. One morning, they decided to walk the resort's wellness trail, a one-mile path with stations for exercises like pull-ups, a balance beam, and even an elevated rope bridge. At each station, they did the activity. Then they came to the rope bridge. Steve crossed it easily, but Jean, she hesitated. "All I could see," she said, "were big gaping holes on the sides, large enough to fit my entire leg through with one slip of the foot." Fear overcame her, and she backed off and walked away frustrated and disappointed in herself. The next day, she and Steve took a trip on a 24-foot sailboat. It was Jean's first time sailing, and she was thrilled and exhilarated, even when the boat was in choppy waters. Experienced sailors were in charge, but Jean knew this adventure was far more dangerous than the rope bridge she'd backed away from the day before. So the following morning, Jean and Steve took the wellness trail again, and this time she said, "I didn't say anything. I just walked up the ladder and I went for it. I didn't stop to look at it and wonder how I was going to accomplish it. I just paused for a second on the platform, grabbed the rope, and started putting one foot in front of another. Before I knew it, I was across, feeling very victorious about myself." Most of us, if we're honest, think of risk as a negative situation we should avoid. But risk is a part of life, and it's a big part of faith. Not every risk is worth taking, but if you're too overwhelmed by fear to correctly assess a situation, you'll miss many opportunities for growth. Have you been playing it safe? Too safe? If forward is the direction you want to go, be prepared to take some faith-based risks. I'll be honest, left to myself, I probably would have erred too often on the side of safety and security. But there's a man in the Bible who inspires me to keep stepping out and taking risks with wholehearted confidence in the Lord. I'm convinced you'll be able to go forward, unafraid to take risks, if you can embody his spirit. That man is Caleb. Do you know him? In this message, I'm going to show you how this Old Testament hero left a legacy of courage for you, a powerful example of risk-taking, future-grabbing grace. In the book of Numbers, Moses sent 12 men, Joshua, Caleb, and 10 others, as an advance party to reconnoiter the Promised Land. These men left the safety of their encampment, forded the Jordan River, slipped into Canaan, and their mission was to make notes of the land, observe the enemy, study the fortifications, estimate the population, and bring back enough intelligence to aid Moses as he planned the coming invasion of the land God had promised to the Israelites. The Bible tells the story this way. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin, and they went up through the south and came to Hebron, and the descendants of Anak were there. The city of Hebron had been the ancestral home of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but now it was inhabited by an evil tribe of huge warriors known as the descendants of Anak. The sight of these warriors terrified these spies, and they quickly harvested some pomegranates and figs from the orchards of Canaan, and two of them lugged back an enormous cluster of grapes, carrying it on a pole between them. Imagine the excitement when the spies returned to Kadesh Barnea. Their mission had taken 40 days, and nobody knew if they had survived or perished. And day after day, sentries at Israel's perimeters watched for them, and now they're back, all of them safe and sound. But as you know, they were not united. Most of them wanted to live in the safe zone. So let's take them and some other stories along the way, and let's talk about how to live in the safe zone. Have you ever heard of these names? Shamua, Shaphat, Igal, Palti, Gadiel, Gadi, Amir, Sethur, Nabi, and Gil? I haven't heard of them before, have you? No, because these are the names of the 10 spies who risked their lives in an espionage mission only to lose their heart and forget to trust in God, and they came back with a negative report. They discouraged, they disheartened the people of Israel. Those men made three terrible mistakes, and we can make these mistakes ourselves if we're not careful. They fell into three traps, and you and I have to avoid these at all costs. First of all, they maximized the opposition. Oh, how we'd love to do this. God wants you to go forward. He has adventures, challenges, and victories, and meaningful tasks for you. And as you look at the bridge to your future, are you looking at the ropes? Or are you looking at the holes? In Numbers 13, the 10 spies magnified every threat they looked at. They looked at the bridge God had designed for the future, and they saw only the holes. The Bible says, the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it were men of great stature. There were giants of descendants of Anak who came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Notice all the holes in the 10 unbelieving spies. Here's what they said. Number one, we are not able to go against these people. Number two, they are stronger than we are. Number three, the land devours its inhabitants. Number four, the men are of great stature. Number five, the men are giants. Number six, they are from Anak and the land of giants. Number seven, we are like grasshoppers in our eyes, and we are like grasshoppers in their eyes. If you propose to move forward in life, especially if you aspire to leadership, you're going to have to learn what it means to take risks, to live by faith. One of the things we do when we refuse to risk, when we try to keep from losing instead of trying to win, is we maximize the opposition. Number two, we minimize the opportunities. While the 10 spies maximized the opposition, they also minimized the incredible opportunity that God had given them. They only had a dim perception of what God had in store for them. They believed in their hearts that God was setting them up for destruction, and their unbelief was contagious. You can read it for yourself in Numbers chapter 14. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" You see, their perception of God would be laughable if it weren't so tragic. After all the Lord had done for them, he had delivered them from slavery. He had parted the wide waters of the Red Sea. He'd accompanied them with cloud and fire. He'd given them his law. He'd given food and drink in the wilderness. He had promised to make them a great nation in a land flowing with milk and honey. And all they could do was quickly forget. When we forget all the blessings God has provided for us in the past, we're apt to minimize his ability to guide us in the future. We may even dread the future and where we think God is leading us. And so we're exactly where the devil wants us. He puts us in a place of avoiding risks and playing it safe. Oh, we have little faith. What I'm telling you is this: go forward with confidence and courage and do the task God has set for you. Don't maximize the opposition. Don't minimize the opportunities. Because if you do, you will jeopardize the objective. In their unbelief, men and women, the Israelites discarded the precious, powerful future that God had for them. Their act of defiant unbelief incurred a terrible penalty. First of all, the punishment for bringing back an evil report to the people of God was meted out in two severe sentences. First, the 10 men who gave the evil report were killed immediately by a plague. Numbers 14. Now the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation complain against him by bringing a bad report of the land, those very men who brought the evil report about the land, they died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, remained alive of the men who went to spy out the land. Second, not only did the men who brought the report die, but all the people who listened to the report, they were sentenced as well. Listen to Numbers 14, 29, and 30. "The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in the wilderness. All of you who were numbered according to your entire number from 20 years old and above, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun, you shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in." Let me ask you a question today. What is your Canaan? What does God want you to tackle? What does he want you to possess? What does he want you to accomplish for him? Unbelief forfeits your opportunities and jeopardizes your objective. So let's keep seizing the moments God provides for us with childlike wonder. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it, and I'm going to do it. How to live life in the safe zone. So let's talk now about how to risk life in the faith zone. That brings us back to Caleb. He and Joshua represent the minority opinion among the spies. Caleb had pleaded with the people. He said, "Let us go up. Let us take possession. We are well able to overcome it." Imagine Caleb's frustration when the whole nation shouted down his words. But God heard, and as the decades passed, one by one, the older Israelites passed away, and their bodies dotted the desert. Even the aged Moses ascended Mount Pisgah and died, Joshua and Caleb were the sole survivors of their generation. When the day came to lead Israel into the promised land, they were as young in spirit as 40 years before. Joshua succeeded Moses. He led the Israelites across the Jordan River into the land of Canaan. And as we read through the book of Joshua, we find conquest after conquest and allotment after allotment. And then we open our Bibles to Joshua chapter 14, and who should we meet again but my favorite man, Caleb. He made a trip to see his old friend and fellow spy, Joshua, and this is what he said to him. He said, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me and Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me, the heart of the people, they made them to melt. But I followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God.'" Now, friends, with the passing of years, Caleb's faith had grown. His mind was sharp. His spirit was strong. His enthusiasm was like a child's. The promise of God was still the obsession of his heart. I believe there are four reasons for this, and they help us understand what is involved in living a life of risk. If you don't get anything else out of what I'm saying today, get these four things, because these are the key to your living a life out of the safe zone. First of all, risk takers stay exuberant about their lives. The first reason has to do with Caleb's exuberance. He told Joshua, "The Lord has kept me alive these 45 years, and ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, listen to this, here I am this day, 85 years old, and I am as strong this day as I was on the day that Moses sent me." In other words, Caleb said, "I'm 85, but I should be 40, because I have the same energy, the same enthusiasm, the same exuberance about life that I had 45 years ago." That same joyful eagerness is available to you and to me. "For me," you say? Yes, it is. You can't lose the wonder of the worshipful, promise-filled life Christ died to give you. You can ask God for joy. You can choose to be exuberant in life based on his promises. It's not a matter of conjuring up emotions. It's a matter of saying, "Lord, with your help, I'm going to be like Joshua. I'm going to be like Caleb, not like the other 10 who came back from Canaan." So risk takers stay exuberant about their lives. Number two, they stay excited about their futures. Caleb told Joshua, "Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I will be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." Now, I don't know if you get what's going on here, but Caleb has just walked up to his leader and asked for the toughest assignment in the settling of the land. When I read that, I felt like shouting, yes! At age 85, Caleb was ready to claim the hill country, to tame the land, provide a lasting inheritance for his children. There's something here I don't want you to miss. Early in this message, I told you about Hebron and that it was the ancestral home of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But now it was inhabited by an evil tribe of huge warriors known as the descendants of Anak. The sight of these warriors had terrified the 10 unfaithful spies. They were made to feel like grasshoppers compared to the enemy. This portion of territory was still not taken by Israel. It was unpossessed, unclaimed, and the giants had scared everybody away. Everybody, except Caleb, who said in effect, "I want that country as my inheritance. And I'm ready to take care of those daunting supervillains. Let me at them." No matter your age or your circumstance, no matter what hill you need to climb, that kind of enthusiasm is what carries you forward. Caleb didn't use his gray hair to beg off the heavy lifting. He asked for a worthy challenge because he had the wisdom to know that with a powerful quest comes a powerful reward. In other words, knock down a giant and you become a giant yourself. He still had a vision for the future, and because of that, he accomplished the greatest victory of his life when he was 85 years old. Risk takers stay exuberant about their lives. They stay excited about their futures, and they stay enthusiastic about their assignment. As you can see, Caleb was enthusiastic about his assignment. Joshua and the Israelites had not yet succeeded in driving the evil occupants out of the large sections of the promised land. The business was unfinished, but Joshua 15, verse 14 says, Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Caleb did exactly what he was told, and he did it immediately. He is one of those success stories whose secret isn't so secret. He just did it in the strength of the Lord. That's enthusiasm. Today, our ministries at Turning Point cover the globe because of the capabilities of worldwide broadcasting. Much of the technological credit goes to Sir Edward Appleton, whose scientific discoveries won him a Nobel Prize in 1947. When asked about the secret of his lasting accomplishments, he said, "It was enthusiasm. I rate enthusiasm even above professional skill." You know the word enthusiasm, made up of the Greek words for in and God. Enthousiasm, it was coined to describe the zeal of the early Christians. When we have the God of all energy within us, there's a surge of power that's like an atomic reaction in our hearts. Risk takers stay exuberant about their lives. They stay excited about their futures. They stay enthusiastic about their assignment, and they stay energized about their God. And that brings us back to the consummation of our story. Only the energy of God within us can keep us barreling forward into the remainder of God's will for our lives. The story of Caleb's life is told in just 30 verses in the Bible. But six times in those 30 verses, we are given the secret to his risk-filled, risk-taking life. I want to put these before you. I want you to see these. It is really stark. It is really overwhelmingly clear and very powerful. Just 30 verses. And in those verses, six times we are told Caleb's secret. And let me tell you something. When you find Caleb's secret, you will find the secret for your life. Here are these verses. "But my servant Caleb has a different spirit in him, and he has followed me fully. They have not wholly followed me, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord." Deuteronomy 1, "Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him and his children I am giving the land on which he walked, because he wholly followed the Lord." Joshua 14, "I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God." And Joshua 14, 14, "Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel." Now, if you didn't pick up from my voice the key phrases in these verses, you're not listening. Caleb wholly followed. He wholly followed. He wholly followed his Lord. By the time he was 85, most of his generation had given up hope and died, but Caleb still had a bright fire burning in his heart. He still wanted to risk his life on the greatest possible task that God could give him. What risk is God asking you to take as you go forward? I want to tell you flat out, you can't go forward without risk. His will for you is not earthly comfort, but divine courage. Courage in the face of opposition. Courage in the face of cultural change. Courage when confronted with the unknown. God will never choose safety for us if it will cost significance. God created us to count and not to be counted. This is your time to move forward. This is my time to move forward out of the safe zone into the faith zone and going forward.
Dr. Jeremiah will return in a moment with one more inspirational word to close today's program right after this.
Thank you for watching today. Did you know that this program is just one part of the ministry of Turning Point, which is committed to delivering the unchanging Word of God to an ever-changing world? This program is only possible because of the generous and faithful support of viewers like you. When you support the ministry of Turning Point, you partner with us to reach across the world with the gospel and with the strong Bible teaching of Dr. Jeremiah through television, radio, print, and digital ministry in several languages and to multiple generations. Please consider supporting this program and the worldwide ministry of Turning Point. When you do, Dr. Jeremiah will thank you by sending his new book, Forward, Discovering God's Presence and Purpose in Your Tomorrow. And if you give $75 or more, he will send you, in appreciation, his comprehensive Forward set. Your gift helps move the ministry forward. Contact Turning Point today.
And now, with one last word for today's program, here is Dr. Jeremiah.
No matter what season of life in which you find yourself, your brightest day can be just around the corner. Take hold of it. Let go of the past. Get out of your rut. Choose to run forward toward everything God has planned for the next phase of your life. But remember, this forward journey is not one we do alone. We need Jesus Christ to take even one step. So I hope you know Jesus Christ well. But if you don't, I'd like to introduce him to you today. I would like to send you two resources to start your journey with Christ. The first is a booklet called Your Greatest Turning Point, and the second is our monthly devotional magazine, Turning Points. These resources are yours completely free when you contact Turning Point today.
Also available from Dr. Jeremiah, the Jeremiah Study Bible, the culmination of more than four decades of Dr. Jeremiah's study and teaching. Available in NKJV, NIV, and ESV. Plus, Dr. Jeremiah's Airship Genesis Kids Study Bible for the young ones in your life. Order a Bible for yourself or as a gift for someone you know. Contact Turning Point today. Next time on Turning Point.
We have to get to the place where we understand that God has given us a manual. And when we're trying to pursue our dream and we don't know what's next, we have to realize the answer to what's next is in that book. And if we will absorb ourselves in that book, if we will just allow ourselves to let that book wash over our soul, God will show us what to do.
Thank you for being with us today. Join us next time as Dr. Jeremiah provides direction about how to pursue the dreams God has put in your heart. Here on Turning Point.